Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Morning by Morning podcast. It has been a few weeks since I have posted anything, and today I'm very excited to be back, and I am excited to be sharing my first trimester recap, which you can tell by the title, but that means I am pregnant. I am excited to share a little bit of this experience, and I kind of was debating how much I wanted to share, but I'm just excited. And I feel like even before I was pregnant, even before we were, you know, even really like talking about having kids or anything like that, I really enjoyed this kind of content, and I would watch YouTube videos and listen to podcasts and read articles and all this stuff. Like, I feel like maybe not everyone relates to this or all females, but I feel like a lot of people I've talked to, it's like, I don't know, you just feel like if you can gather that information and those positive stories and just kind of know what to expect, you feel more prepared and you feel like, okay, that's probably a season of life that I'm entering into in the near future. And I just thought I would share this first trimester recap. I am a little bit into my second trimester at this point, but yeah, I'm just going to do kind of an overview. So I jotted down a couple of things that I for sure wanted to share, but we'll see how all over the place this gets. Also, I will give a heads up that I am sitting in a room with an open window, so you might hear the wind or cars going by or the birds chirping, but it's just too nice outside and I cannot be bothered to close it because it's fresh air and it's a great temperature. And you know what? That's my gratitude for today. It is, when I'm recording this, it is Saturday. And I'm having a very chill Saturday. I've just like been doing some cleaning, some journaling this morning, had some coffee, and it is perfect weather outside. It's sunny. I definitely am going to need to get outside very soon. Actually, this was the first day in probably this whole year, actually, so far, that I spent my little quiet time outside on my patio. I used to do that all the time, and I feel like it's just been unpredictable with the weather, and then we had put away our patio furniture for the winter and hadn't gotten it back out yet. So I did that this morning, but I'm excited to go back outside, get some sun, get a walk in. And so yeah, that's my gratitude. I'm enjoying spring. Speaking of which, I said last time I sometimes wanted to do a little top five segment, and today I want to just share my top five spring favorites. I do think that my sister is going to do a spring currently episode with me, so hopefully I'm not going to take away from that by sharing this stuff, but this is just five things recently I've been enjoying and just kind of being re-energized by now that it's spring. It is really, like, we just adjust to winter, and it really just does affect your mood, like how the weather is outside, if you can be outside, if the sun's out, and I'm just feeling like a new person. So the first thing is enjoying lots of walks outside. And I was still doing this even when it was cold, but definitely more so now. And I like that because it's daylight longer, even when I get home from work, sometimes I have time to literally come home and have dinner and then still go back outside for a walk and it's not dark yet. And that is just boosting my soul. Another one is just being able to sit in the sun and, or walk in the sun, obviously, but even just like getting into your car when it's been sitting in the sunny parking lot and you just feel warm and cozy again. I just feel like it's giving me more energy, a little mood boost. Number three is actually being able to work in our yard, which is kind of like a chore, I guess, but I've really been enjoying it because if you're new, it's somewhat recent within the past year that we even have a yard, and I wanted a yard so bad. I wanted to be able to spend time outside, and I think it's been really nice the last few weeks getting to work with my husband in our yard and just kind of making things look nice, making things more usable for us, and just getting fresh air and moving and getting sun while working in the yard is just a great feeling. Number four is that I actually started growing a couple of herbs, and I have two little pots by the window, and I'm trying to grow thyme and peppermint. I saw one tiny, tiny little sprout this morning. That's probably not even what you call it. I am not really a gardening person, but I've got two. Okay, no, I do want to say though, I do have a plant that I've kept alive for about a year now. It's a peperomia plant, and it's beautiful, and I love it. And now I'm trying to grow my two little, my mint and my thyme. So that's kind of fun. It's just nice to see some new life growing and you're just taking care of something. And then the last one, this is kind of random, but I just can't stop. And it's number five is Wendy's Natural Lemonade. I don't even really eat at Wendy's much at all, especially where I live. The Wendy's just, it's not good service. They're just struggling over there. It happens. Everyone's understaffed, etc. But I just say that to say that I usually would not go there, but I've been going out of my way to get the Wendy's Natural Lemonade. And I just have to say I've tried one of the flavored ones and it was not as good. And I think I'm just going to stick with the regular lemonade. But it's just so refreshing and delicious. And I've really become a lemonade person, but I think now that it's warmed up outside, and I don't know, I know it's still sugary, but it just feels less bad than like high fructose corn syrup in like a soda or something, which don't get me wrong, I still have sometimes, but if you've not tried it, you need to try the Wendy's Natural Lemonade. Okay. Moving on to the actual topic for today, which is kind of just doing an overview or a recap of my first trimester of pregnancy. I think I briefly shared in a previous episode, like just kind of, it was the last episode about trusting God and just kind of like having some health concerns and like different things happening. And also maybe just talking about life being crazy. And that's literally just because I had no energy to do anything. I mean, I did actually have like a couple of health things that, but I'm saying as far as not recording as much, that was definitely part of it. But I, like I said, I don't want to get like crazy detailed. I still recognize I'm just like putting this out there for whoever wants to listen to it. But I really do enjoy hearing other people's stories. And I think that when you are, you know, thinking about getting pregnant, or if you recently have found out that you're pregnant, it's just very comforting to hear what other people talk about is happening and just tell yourself like, okay, this is normal, or this happens, or this person got through it, so I can. And so I just want to share for those reasons as well. So first of all, finding out I was pregnant, I'll just start there. And this was a few months ago at this point. And what happened was I was at a family gathering and one of my family members actually announced that she was pregnant, and that was very exciting. We're all hugging, you know, and I like had no reason to think that I was at the time, but she announced she was pregnant. We're all excited, and this turned into a conversation with some of the other girls in the room saying, asking her, have you had this symptom? Has this happened to you? Like, here's how I always knew I was pregnant. Like, here's what would happen to me. And I was just listening to them describe how they knew they were pregnant early on and like what symptoms they would have. And like, just something inside me just clicked. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I've had a couple of those things and I think I should maybe take a test. Like, I wasn't late or anything. Like, I just hearing them describe it, I was like, oh, I have actually had a couple of those things and it was unusual, but I really just wasn't overthinking it or anything like that. And so that's why I decided to take a test. And literally my first thought besides, you know, I think I need to take a test, my next thought was, wow, I think I've had a lot of caffeine today. Anyway, that's why I decided to take a test. And so that was like a little weekend trip. We got back, I went to work the next day, and then after work, I decided to take a test and it was positive. Like, I think it was the day before I was supposed to start my period. So it wasn't like, I don't know. I've just heard different things about like when you can test and when you'll have enough of different hormones and whatever, like for it to be accurate. And so I took it, but it was like not even a question. Like it was a very clear plus sign. And I just held it, the test in my hand. I just held it and stared. And I think I was kind of in shock a little bit. Because even though I'd had those symptoms, like I've never had a positive pregnancy test before. This was like just new to me and I was just surprised. And I think like it literally just didn't register for a while. But of course, immediately I was just thanking God. I was like, okay, I feel, you know, very, I don't want to use the word blessed. I feel like it just sounds like cliche or something, but I did. I felt blessed. I felt like, wow, this is such a gift. This is something I wasn't necessarily like expecting right now. But anyways, I ate my dinner and I was home alone at this point. So I ate my dinner and then I journaled for a little bit and I was just praying. And I was like, okay, I'm taking another test. And so I had another test, but it was just the kind that does like a plus or a minus sign. And so I took it and that one was also positive. I took it like a couple of hours maybe after the first one. And so then, you know, I felt like I was still kind of not, I don't know if shock is the right word, but just kind of like not sure how to register this information. And even then I was thinking, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to get one of those tests that actually says the words pregnant or not pregnant. Like I want to see the words on the test. You'll just hear this throughout this story that I just like needed confirmation. Like I needed to know, even though I've heard false positives are very rare. And I've seen different people's videos. Like I like YouTube videos. So like I've seen videos where people are like, oh, I'm finding out I'm pregnant, and they'll show and they're like, oh, here's this really faint line, like I'm not sure if that, and I'm like, I wasn't even in that place, like it was not faint, it was like it's a plus on both of them. So anyways, that's how I found out. And I feel like, I don't know for how long necessarily, but I feel like for probably a couple weeks at least, I just was like, is this for real? Like I don't know. I just like didn't know, again, like how to process it, or it didn't really like settle in, or like it wasn't, it just didn't seem real to me. And also in those first couple of weeks, I didn't really have any sort of super new symptoms. Like I said before, I had a couple of reasons I was like, okay, something's a little funny, something's off, but I didn't have like those stereotypical pregnancy symptoms yet. And so I think even for a couple of weeks, I was like, is this real though? And of course, in the very beginning, like your belly's not growing, you're not like feeling anything. Like there's just, I don't know. I just felt like this is the beginning of me just needing confirmation the whole time. So that's how I found out. And then of course, the symptoms developed a little bit. Although I have to say right now, and I don't want this to come across in any sort of negative way, but just as like a, if you had a really troublesome pregnancy as far as symptoms, or like really difficult pregnancy, or were super sick, like I just don't want this to come across as me being insensitive at all. I just am saying to start off, like I did not really have that bad of symptoms. I didn't really have like a ton of sickness or anything like that. So just, let's just leave that out there. Put that out there. But really the main thing for like weeks and weeks is the fatigue hit hard. And I was so, so tired all the time, just felt drained of energy. And that's, I feel like, typical of the first trimester. I feel like you see that a lot as far as like symptoms that most people get. And again, it's just so strange because in the beginning you're like, I don't really look any different. Like baby is so, so, so small, like tiny, tiny. I'm like, why am I possibly this tired? Like I told my husband, I'm like, I have never been this tired in my life. Literally just at work, trying not to fall asleep at my desk, coming home and it's, you know, like a normal dinner time. And I'm like, I could go to bed right now and sleep through the night. And so that was like the main thing for, I would say, most of the first trimester. Okay. So I made some notes and I had to go back to my journal, not my podcast notes. So my week 6 is when I wrote down that I was just exhausted. And really, you kind of, if you find out like right around the time that you would have missed your period, you're already considered 4 weeks pregnant. So this was like 2 weeks into me knowing is that I had just extreme exhaustion starting at week 6. And I would say there was some level of that probably up until like, well, frankly, I'm still tired, but nothing like that in the beginning. Like, probably at least through like week, I don't know, 10, 11 for sure, but probably a little bit past that as well. And then, so that was the main symptom that kind of stuck with me. And I would say now, and again, I said, I'm a little bit into my second trimester, but I would say now I still have days where I'm like, okay, I could use a nap today, or I'm going to bed early, or it'll just kind of hit me earlier in the evening. But I also have days where I can stay up, you know, a little bit later than I normally would, and I feel fine. So it's just really hit and miss now. But the other one is I did get quite a bit of nausea. It never actually made me sick. Like I would just feel like I was going to vomit, but I never actually did. And I would say this also started around week 6 or so, where I would get nauseous several times a day. And again, that started out like pretty strong and lasted several weeks, and then it kind of eased off a little bit. But I would be nauseous, especially if I let myself get hungry. So I learned pretty early on that I needed to have some sort of snack or something to eat every couple of hours to avoid being nauseated. And even sometimes, even if I ate, I would still feel it. But that would be my advice if you're pregnant or you think you will be soon. Just keep in mind, like, even if it's so early on and you're like, oh, I feel like I don't need extra calories yet, or I can't see a baby bump, or is anything even happening in there? Like, even when you feel like that, I would eat something, like just even a small snack every few hours, because that's really what helped. And then the other thing that helped me is I have peppermint essential oil. And I know this is different for everybody, because I was talking to one of my cousins and she said like peppermint was so overwhelming for her, but she really liked lemon oil. And so, but then, and I remembered she had said that previously. So I tried to smell lemon oil when I was not feeling well, and that was not it for me. So I think you just have to find what works for you. But for me, it was peppermint, and it was just so like instantly calming to me and made me feel like my stomach feel just a little more settled and like I could get through it, because I don't know, I just kept a bottle or a little jar of it, at work in my desk drawer. And then I kept one at home also. And that was really nice for when I was like, okay, maybe I'm super hungry, but like dinner's almost done cooking and I just need to get through the next like 5 minutes. Or sometimes it's like, I've already eaten, I still feel sick. And then I would smell that. Like sometimes I would just like rub a little bit between my hands and just kind of like waft the scent. Like peppermint oil is pretty strong, so you have to be careful with that. Like I personally don't want to diffuse it very strongly. Like if I was, I would just do like a couple of drops or maybe mix it with something else. But as far as sometimes I would literally just open the bottle and smell the bottle. So that helped me a lot. But those were my main things, is just the fatigue and the nausea. I had like a couple other things, but nothing that was like a daily occurrence besides those two. I don't think, and maybe this is more of a question for people around me in my life, I don't think I've been like super moody or anything, but I will say I definitely had times of feeling more emotional than I normally would be. Like things just make me tear up that usually it would not. example, I was literally in the store the other day, standing in line waiting to return something, and an Ed Sheeran song came on that I like literally is so overplayed, and I felt like I was done with that song. And you know, we've played it way too many times, like 5 years ago, and it started playing and I literally started tearing up. I'm like, oh my gosh, how beautiful. What was the other thing? Oh, I was listening to these pregnancy like affirmations, and that also made me cry. I'm like, okay, I need to calm down. Like, I don't know, just different things that typically, sure, they might be like moving or something, but I would not actually produce tears. And I felt like I was just more emotional on certain days than I usually would be. So that's like the main thing I would say as far as symptoms for me. I mean, like I said, there's some other stuff that maybe like happened occasionally, but those are the things that's like that was consistent for me for most of the first trimester, I would say. The next thing I wanted to talk about is just kind of like my mental space during this time. I already kind of talked about being in shock for probably a couple of weeks and just like wanting confirmation it was real, wanting confirmation everything was okay. And I will say, so this has been kind of an interesting balance, okay? Like I was telling my husband yesterday, I was like, I feel about, and I should say this too, again, I'm in my second trimester, so it's not like, you know, I'm going to have a baby tomorrow. So this very well may change, but where I have felt mentally for most of my pregnancy so far is as far as my life having this huge change and becoming a mom and taking care of a baby, like all of those things, they don't like overwhelm me or make me feel nervous or sad. And again, that might change. Like I might be like, oh my gosh, my life is so different now type of thing. Like I'm sure that will be its own shock. Like I have a lot of friends and family with babies, and I know like it's just such a huge difference from your life before you have kids, but I don't think you really understand until you go through it. So I realize that I don't know what that's like yet, but all of that does not really make me feel anxious, but I just feel like I have had some anxiety throughout different times of this pregnancy, and just kind of like a feeling of, again, like just, I hope everything's okay. And I feel like maybe when you're a little bit later on in your pregnancy, like you can see your belly growing and you can see you're gaining weight and you can, you know, you have your appointments and they check on baby's heartbeat and all of that stuff. And I feel like those things are all just like comforting that all is well and that, you know, your baby's growing healthy. But for me, I just felt like early on, I just was so worried about different things. Like I was having some different pains in the beginning and I was stressed. And of course, then I'm Googling stuff and that's just a disaster. So I literally, before I even had my first appointment, I had like convinced myself I was like going to have these different conditions. And I'm like, oh, this is probably happening. It's like, okay, number one, Google does not know my specific situation. And number two, I know that I have a tendency to think that way, to be like, oh, it might be this worst case scenario. So I was trying to balance that out in my mind, but I felt like, you know, the last couple appointments that I've had, it's been like, okay, I'll feel better when, you know, I see the first ultrasound and everything's okay, or I'll feel better when I hear baby's heartbeat, I'll feel better when, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but I was talking to someone recently about that and she was like, yeah, for me, that just never stopped. Like she was like, I literally just felt like that my whole pregnancy. And even now when she has her babies, like she's, you know, saying that that's how she feels like when they have health things now, or like when something different happens, like just kind of feeling anxious about it and, you know, trying not to Google when you find out from the doctor what's actually happening, like that's the information that you should go off of. So I will say there's been a couple of different occurrences, like those pains I was talking about in the beginning. And then I've had to take some medication that, of course, I read the small print on and it was saying what the risks are if you take it when you're pregnant, but I had to take it. And so like just stuff like that, that, you know, is not super in my control and I just have to do my best and pray that God's taking care of baby and that everything is developing as it should and all of that. Like there's just so much you don't know and there's so much you can't control. And I've heard people talk about that when I, again, have like heard other people's pregnancy and birth stories, but when you're actually like going through it and you're trying to like calm your mind down and have a reasonable response to things. Like, it's just hard. So that, yeah, that's been a balance. Like, I feel like there's been certain things I've had such peace about. I'm like, wow, this is like, this is God's timing, and I'm doing everything I can to make sure baby's healthy and that I'm healthy. And then there's times that I'll just like latch on to some specific fear, or like, oh, what if this is a problem? Like, and yeah, so that's been a bit of a challenge, and that's been my mental space. And I think that's getting better the further that we get, but I think there's still this part of me that keeps wanting that confirmation, like, oh, I'll just feel better when, or if I can just get to my next appointment and have them check everything. Like, that's just, I'm just trying to share where I'm at. So if anybody can relate to that. And then just the last thing really I wanted to share is just kind of the changes that I've made, which I will say, at least at this point, have not been major, but as far as like lifestyle changes, mostly the things that are different are I am limiting my caffeine. I'm a huge coffee person. And so pre-pregnancy, I would not worry too much about how much I had. Like, I was trying to be reasonable. I wasn't having like a ton every day, but like if I had coffee in the morning at home and then later like was with people and we wanted to go out and get coffee or like just wanted something in the middle of the day or whatever, I wouldn't think twice about it. And now I'm trying to be more conscious of what I have, and I will make sure I don't have multiple caffeinated beverages in a day. I have like read the labels of how much caffeine is in different things, and I will either make sure I get a small or I will make sure I get decaf and all of that. So that's like, for me personally, just based on my lifestyle and diet before compared to now, that is a change. And then I have definitely been more motivated to start tracking my step count every day again, because I want to make sure I'm staying active. And since getting a desk job, I just had gotten away from like wearing any sort of like Fitbit or Apple Watch or any sort of tracker. And I'm back to wearing it and trying to get certain numbers of steps every day, because I just want to make sure that I'm doing my best in that way. And then also trying to be more intentional about doing yoga more often, just for some mindfulness practice, some breath practice, flexibility, muscle tone, like all of that stuff I feel like is so good for me. I literally the other night was doing it and I was like, I forgot how good this feels physically, but also mentally. And I think that, you know, there's certain things you can do to kind of prepare yourself for birth and for just your life changing and all of that. And for me, yoga is a huge part of that. And then I would say lastly, just like making sure I'm prioritizing sleep, which has not been a problem for me when I've wanted to go to bed early. But again, in the past, I wouldn't have worried too much about like staying up late or getting a certain number of hours. And now I make sure that I do. So that's just kind of an overview. So that's just kind of an overview of the first trimester. I didn't really want to get into like nitty gritty and go week by week. I feel like, first of all, that would have been really long. But again, I kind of was able to lump in those overall symptoms. Like, that was part of my daily experience. And there were a lot of other things that, you know, would happen like once or twice. But I just wanted to give kind of a recap and a general idea. I didn't want to share TMI or anything, but I hope that if you're going to have a baby, if you're pregnant, if you're planning on becoming pregnant soon, like that this was encouraging in some way to you, or you just feel less alone, or I don't know. Like I said, I just have enjoyed hearing other people's experiences. And I also would look up, like when I was at certain points in the trimester, I would look up other people's like, oh, my 12 week, whatever, pregnancy experience. And I just wanted other people to say like, here's what I'm going through, here's what helped. And again, I feel like because I did not get super sick or anything, like maybe that's not as helpful, but I just think the more that we share, the more normalized all of that is. And we just feel like we're in it together. And yeah, so I hope you enjoyed, and thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing in my exciting news. It's been really fun just sharing with our family and friends about the pregnancy. And I think it's just really cool that if you've got a supportive community, that people are genuinely just excited to go through it with you. And that's the experience that we've had. And I'm just really grateful. So thanks again for tuning in, guys. I hope you will join us for another episode in the future, and I hope you have a great day. Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.